107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Lori Lou hanging out with me on a Wednesday. I almost said on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday. So Friday we go over to Pump and Pantry, get one of the free frazzles.
We should.
Slushies.
We should.
They're fantastic.
Wow. I'm all about a slushie.
No, they're very, very good.
I've woofed down those bomb pops that you gave me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You're silly.
I didn't like the texture.
Oh, the texture is the best part of a bomb pop.
No, these didn't. They were nothing like the popsicle I remember as a kid, the Astro Pop, where your lips get numb from coldness and it melts.
No,
these
are perfect.
It's delicious. No, the consistency was different. Almost like it didn't even want to melt. Almost like it wasn't even cold.
Yeah.
What is that engineered popsicle? No.
Then you don't have cold teeth. Okay.
Those little dessert tangent.
I know. They're so good. You can't eat. They're like Lay's. You can't eat just one. So what I was going to tell you is I have on Friday the 27th is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits my music bingo night for the month. It'll start at 6:30. So I'm doing 50s and 60s. And so bring your parents, bring your aunt, bring your uncle, bring your grandparents, somebody who enjoys, the 50s and 60s. And they're popular songs, and they're going to be songs you know. And you don't have to know music. You don't have to know every song because I basically tell you if you don't know. But here's what I did. So I like to ask trivia questions when I do music bingo for extra tickets for the prizes. 50s and 60s, I'm like, I don't really have anything to ask. I don't, because these, I don't know. It was hard, but I came up with it the other day that I went through and I made questions about things that happened the year these songs came out. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I think that would be hard, though.
No. Like pop culture questions. But, I mean, they're not easy because I don't want everybody to yell out the answer, that kind of thing. But trust me, it is going to be fun. So my mom's going to come and she's going to love it because it's going to take you back in time.
Well, I think the price of admission is worth it just to go see you wearing a poodle skirt.
Well, I wish I had a poodle skirt.
I'm sure you
Maybe
can get
we should
one.
Go on a field trip to the Goodwill today.
Ask Sarah at the Generation Center.
Oh, she
would
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Oh, she's for sure got one.
This is Friday, June 27th, 6:30, Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yep.
And it's a 19. So you don't have the questions yet?
I do.
I
got them worked up. Yeah. I don't have it. How about next week? Because that'll be right before, because I'll be here Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
I'll bring a few next week to, sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, regarding tomorrow night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, that's general trivia?
General trivia. And I want to thank you for coming last week.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was great having you guys. I love it. It was such a surprise. You guys walk in, and I tell you guys, and I go, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to cry. Some other people are like, why?
It was great. I've always wanted to do it. I think of you every week, and I finally did it. And I'll tell you, we made the right decision by being friendly and letting that guy join us.
Yeah, Corey.
Corey was fantastic.
Corey, if you're listening, Corey is, like, he can win
On his own, yeah.
He really can. So their team, the team that he's usually on, they all have their strong suits, and they're a tough one to beat. But yeah, so he needed a home, and that's another thing about the trivia night. So his team wasn't able to come, but he knew he can always join up somebody else's team because everybody kind of gets to know everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a very friendly environment.
It is. I'm actually having a birthday party for one of my girls on a team next month. We're gonna have a party at my house, a birthday party for her, and it's gonna be for trivia people.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
You have a
okay
bonus question that will appear tomorrow, Wine, Beer, and Spirits general trivia in Grand Island.
Yes. I do. So I'm giving you the choice. I have a music or I have a history. And
I'll give you $2 if you give us both.
No, I can't.
Let's go music. History.
All right. Nope. Music's fine. History. I figured that's what...
History music.
But, and I know there's, you know, I have some young people and they're like, why are you always in the 80s? Well, because that was my era, people.
It wasn't, okay. It wasn't just your era. It was a fantastic era.
It was a fantastic era.
I think if I grew up in any other time, I would look at the 80s and say, wow, there really was a lot of good music happening in the 80s.
Yeah.
Our whole, half of our catalog is 80s.
Yeah.
I know. That's saying something there.
All right. Well, this one for the average person is not going to be very easy, but I have asked this question at a music trivia before, and I have had people get it. So, the Beastie Boys' debut album, released in 1986, was Licensed to Ill. What was the name of their 1989 follow-up album?
No idea.
Really? I did not know if you...
I had License to Ill.
Right. And what a great album. And what, you know, there's so many good songs on there.
In my opinion, that was all you needed. And then I moved on.
I agree. You know what song I came up with that came across somewhere was the Posse on Broadway, the Beastie Boys. And I heard that, I'm like, oh my heavens, I haven't heard that forever. And yeah, it's a terrible song. Anyway,
what was the follow-up?
Paul's Boutique. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that doesn't ring a bell. Was there a hit on it?
I don't know if they had any more hits after Licensed to Ill or not, but it's a great question.
I don't know who's going to get that.
Well, there you go. People who listen to... our interview.
Well, that's ingenious on your part, because that is a hard one.
It is. That is on the backside, so I could add multiple choice.
The album ends with Hey Ladies. I've heard that.
You have? I don't know.
1989, Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique. There was a Hey Ladies.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can play a little piece of this.
Maybe I should add their other...
Trying this boat was a total...
Maybe I should add their other albums for the multiple choice.
Multiple choice certainly makes things easier.
Because I know young people will not know, but 80s people like me will know. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies in a place I'm calling out to you. Whenever was a city, can't you answer the call? For me, then you'll ever know. Hey,
and that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, check out GI Trivia with Lori Liu. A great time guaranteed will be had by all tomorrow. Wine, beer, and spirits in GI.
Also, I do not believe the food truck that's going to be there, the truck that's going to be there is Donut Envy. They are the ones with the fresh made little donuts. Oh my goodness, those are so good, those donuts. But if you want, need supper, bring something, you can stop and grab something, and Wine, Beer, and Spirits allows you to bring something in and have some donuts for dessert or have donuts for supper. They're good.
Fantastic. More info and scheduling on Facebook GI Space Trivia. Lori, thanks for hanging.
Thank you.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Lori Liu hanging out with me on a Wednesday. I almost said on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday. So Friday we go over to Pump and Pantry, get one of the free frazzles, slushies.
We should.
They're fantastic.
I'm all about a slushie.
No, they're very good.
I've woofed down those bomb pops that you gave me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You're silly.
I didn't like the texture.
Oh, the texture is the best part of a bomb pop.
No, these didn't. They were nothing like the pops I remember as a kid. The Astro Pop, where your lips get numb from coldness and it melts.
No,
and
these
are
perfect.
It's delicious. No, the consistency was different. Almost like it didn't even want to melt. Almost like it wasn't even cold.
Yeah.
What is that engineered popsicle? No.
Then you don't have cold teeth. Okay.
Those little dessert tangent.
I know. They're so good. You can't eat, they're like Lay's. You can't eat just one. So what I was going to tell you is I have on Friday the 27th is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits my music bingo night for the month. It'll start at 6:30, so I'm doing 50s and 60s. And so bring your parents, bring your aunt, bring your uncle, bring your grandparents, bring, you know, somebody who enjoys, you know, the 50s and 60s. And you, and they're popular songs, and they're going to be songs you know. And you don't have to know music. You don't have to know every song, because I basically tell you if you don't know. But here's what I did. So I like to ask trivia questions when I do music bingo for extra tickets for the prizes. 50s and 60s, I'm like, I don't really have anything to ask. I don't, you know, because these, I don't know. It was hard, but I came up with it the other day that I went through and I made questions about things that happened the year these songs came out. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I think that would be hard, though.
No. Like pop culture questions. But, I mean, they're not easy because I don't want everybody to yell out the answer, you know, that kind of thing. But trust me, it is going to be fun. So my mom's going to come and she's going to love it because it's going to take you back in time. It, you know.
Well, I think the price of admission is worth it just to go see you wearing a poodle skirt.
Well, I wish I had a poodle skirt.
I'm sure you
maybe
can get
one. Maybe we should go on a field trip to the Goodwill today.
Ask Sarah at the Generation Center.
Oh,
she would know.
Yeah. Oh, she's for sure got one.
This is Friday, June 27th, 6:30, Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yep.
And it's a 19. So you don't have the questions yet?
I do. I got them worked up. Yeah. I don't have it. How about next week? Because that'll be right before, because I'll be here Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
I'll bring a few next week to, sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, regarding tomorrow night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, that's general trivia?
General trivia. And I want to thank you for coming last week.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was great having you guys. I love it. That was such a surprise. You guys walk in, and I tell you guys, and I go, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to cry. Some other people are like, why?
Just, no, it was great. I've always wanted to do it. I think of you every week, and I finally did it. And I'll tell you, we made the right decision by being friends.
I'm a very intelligent person.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.